I didn't mean it. What I meant was I couldn't stop crying this morning because I didn't feel ready to come back and my chest feels weird and I feel like everyone's trying to suss out which of my boobs is missing. But you can't say that to Nigel from finance, can you?
For all the things left unsaid, we're here. Search Breast Cancer Now, the research and support charity.
Listeners, we interrupt the airwaves to share an incredible discovery. The reason why Britain hasn't been so great of late is because the country hasn't been eating enough Weetabix. We must get to work in rebuilding Great Britain, Bix by Bix. By delivering Weetabix to whoever plans the traffic diversions, to delivery drivers who can't seem to find your house,
and people who don't stack the dishwasher properly.
To Britain, we must say, have you had your Weetabix?
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Tim Daly. The business secretary has begun instructing British Steel after emergency legislation designed to save its blast furnaces in Scunthorpe was passed by Parliament. A new law giving the government control over the site came into force at midnight, but our political editor Natasha Clark says the uncertainty isn't over yet.
This is just a bit of an interim solution to buy time because, you know, as Jonathan Reynolds, the business secretary, was saying, the Chinese-owned firm had said they were going to stop those shipments of coking coal coming into the plant, and that coking coal, which is vital to keep the furnaces running, had not been delivered. So now the government will be able to direct that to happen.
Nottinghamshire's Fire and Rescue Service has declared a major incident after a gas explosion at a house in Worksop. It happened on Saturday evening, with homes in the area around John Street being evacuated. The Foreign Secretary is to raise the decision to refuse an MP entry to Hong Kong with the Chinese authorities. David Lammy's describing the move concerning the Liberal Democrat Vera Hobhouse as deeply concerning. It's thought she's the first MP to be turned away since the former British colony was handed back to China in 1997. And Scotland's First Minister says steps will be taken to ensure the country can be resilient in the face of global economic uncertainty. John Swinney's issued a statement also calling on the UK government to change because of worldwide events and trade tariffs. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
And we are counting down the days to the brand new 2025 Classic FM Hall of Fame. Let's start your three at three this morning with Pachelbel.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Thank you. The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
He had a good year last year, did Michael Kamen. Band of Brothers, that was. Up 73 places to 210. The film composer conducted the London Metropolitan Orchestra on Classic FM. The highest ever position for that piece. Amazing, really. And before it, up 4 in your Classic FM Hall of Fame last year at 35, Pachelbel's Canon in D, just before it, played this morning by the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra. If you're just joining me, this is your trio from the Classic FM Hall of Fame, our top 300, which is voted for by you every year. And the lines closed a couple of weeks ago, and we're busy counting the tens of thousands of you who got in touch. And over the Easter weekend, we will reveal the 2025 brand new top 300 rundown. But in the meantime, I can share with you some of last year's charts. My final choice for your trio, for your 3 at 3 this morning, comes from Ravel. This is his Pavane pour une enfant défunte. Ravel, wrapping up your trio from the 2024 Classic FM Hall of Fame, is Pavin pour une enfant de fun, played by the Sinfonia of London under John Wilson. A re-entry in last year's chart, just nipping in at the bottom at 298 after last being in the chart back in 2021. I wonder if it will make it into this year's brand new top 300. To find out, you will have to join us on Good Friday when the brand new countdown begins.
Music for spring.
This is Classic FM.
Thank you.
Performance from Bomb Sorry of Saint-Saëns' Introduction and Rondo Capriccioso, the NFM Rocklav Philharmonic for support, conducted by Giancarlo Guerrero. Before it, from Galuppi, his piano sonata number 9 in F minor, performed on Classic FM by Vikingur Olafsson. Katie Brethwick doing the honours of choosing your tunes this morning, and I am so happy to be here in the company of you here until 4 o'clock, when Sam Pittis takes over the reins, and we'll see you through your Sunday morning until 7 o'clock with the very best music on the radio. In the meantime, I've got Clara Schumann for you and an absolute beauty from Beethoven before 4 o'clock. Next, this, a concertino from Charles Camilleri.
Thank you.
David Campbell and the Bournemouth Symphony playing Camilleri's Concertino No. 1 for clarinet and strings. Julian Clayton at the podium. Next on Classic FM, we raise the tempo a little with Clara Schumann.
Thank you.
You're listening to Classic FM.
Thank you.
Ah, the prelude to Act One of Verdi's La Traviata on Classic FM. You heard the great Johann Strauss Orchestra led by the fabulous André Rieu. And before it, from Clara Schumann, the third and final movement of her magnificent piano concerto in A minor at the keyboard for Classic FM, Iseter Canny-Mason, supported by the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra and conducted by Holly Matheson. One more before I give you up to Sam Pittis from Beethoven, his Romance number 2.
Thank you.
something beautiful to play before we say goodbye. Beethoven's Romance number 2 on Classic FM. Charlie Siem performed with the Philharmonia, conducted by Oleg Kaitani. That's it from me. Have a wonderful week. I'll see you next Saturday morning from 1. Sam Pittis is next on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
This Easter with Lidl Plus, get 30% off our entire range of deluxe wines when you buy 3 or more bottles. Like our fruity Argentinian Malbec or delicious New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc. Now that's big on quality and always Lidl on price.
18 plus, subject to availability. England only. Offer on selected bottles only. Ends 23rd of April. Terms apply. See lidl.co.uk/lptv. Please drink responsibly.
At Pension B, we believe that when your pension is in a good place, you're in a good place. Download the app or go to pensionb.com and be pension confident when investing your capital is at risk.
With LV, I can get my home insurance from just £179. They've made it easy for me to get a great price. And their 24/7 emergency helpline lets me look after what matters to me. Because insurance is simple when it's me and LV.
No wonder we're rated excellent on Trustpilot. Get your quote today at lv.com. 10% of new customers paid £179 or less, August 2024 to January 2025. LV General Insurance is part of Allianz.
Whether it's home-baked biscuits with your besties or a shop-bought scone in the summer sun, get together for an afternoon tea this August and raise money for breast cancer now. Be a life changer this summer and make a difference for people affected by breast cancer. Every penny you raise will help fund world-class research and life-changing support. Get your fundraising kit today. Search Breast Cancer Now Afternoon Tea.
On your radio,
on Global Player,
and on your smart speaker,
play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Tim Daly. The government's announcing extra support for UK businesses being affected by President Trump's trade tariffs. The Chancellor says thousands will benefit from the move. Professor of International Political Economy Michael Keating says the outcome of the trade wars will depend on which countries Donald Trump focuses on next.
Things can become cheaper for us. Things could become more expensive for us. It's a really interesting sort of case. I think a lot of it depends on whether he continues to fight and demand tariff increases on Britain, on Europe, on Australia. That's really where the impact is going to be felt, I think, more for us.
Emergency services in Nottinghamshire say they expect to spend the rest of the night at the scene of a gas explosion in Worksop. A terraced house and neighbouring properties have been badly damaged in the John Street area. A large blast was heard at about 7:30 last night. A new emergency law has come into force allowing the government to take control of British Steel. It's been designed to keep Scunthorpe's plant open and operating, saving 2 blast furnaces from closure and also tens of thousands of jobs. And President Trump has been saying that talks over Iran's nuclear program have been going pretty good. He's made the comments after initial negotiations began on Saturday. More have now been scheduled for next week, according to Iranian state television. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
And a very good morning to you. I'm Sam Pittis. Wherever you are, we're starting with the good stuff. This morning, we're bringing the jollity with a bit of Holst for Sunday morning.
Classic FM.